Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you because you make it possible for us to come and share your word and hear your instruction, O God. Lord, we pray, O Lord, that your word will be taken by the power of the Holy Spirit to your people and especially those who are waiting, O God, for your word and your message. Let this message bring clarity and understanding and food for sheep and good seed, O God, in soil and fertile and pure heart. They receive it, O Lord, and they will cherish it, O God, and they will put what you say, O Lord, into practice. Lord, help me and guide me, O God, to deliver your message. Let your message bring help, healing, hope, assurance, O Lord, and direction and wisdom to your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As part of Paul's letter to the Romans, he is telling them, offer the part of your bodies as a living sacrifices. People understand worship, Christian worship is to go to church, to sing song to the Lord, to clap your hand, to stand, to jump, to dance, to shout for joy, and that is all needed. This is all required. But here we have more understanding about worship. These things that we mentioned is required, but more essential things is that we offer the parts of our body as a living sacrifice, as an instrument for worship. In the Old Testament, people, when they go to worship to the temple of God, every one of them will bring an offering. You bring a sheep or a goat or a bull or a pair of birds or whatever, and he offered it to the Lord with wine offering, grain offering, fellowship offering, peace offering, a different kind of offering. But when the Lord Jesus Christ came, he offered his bodies on the cross for our sin. He offered his life. He died for our sin so that we who believe in him will live with him forever. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepare for me. With burnt offering and sin offering, you were not pleased. Then I say, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God. That is in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 to verse 7. And also we can read it from verse 1 to 4. The law is only a shadow of the good thing that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never be the same sacrifices repeated endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminders of sin, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. And that's why when the Lord came, he offered his body for the cross, on the cross, for our sin, for our behalf, to redeem us. Hebrews 10:8 say, first he said, sacrifices and offering, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the Lord required them. to be made. Then he said, Here I am, I have come to do your will. He set aside the first to establish the second, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all on the cross. And here Apostle Paul reminding the church and put the foundation that when we come to worship, when we live our life to God, that we are worshiping God. Worshiping God is not one day per week or when we go to church 1 hour or 2 hours, but it's 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, 31 days for a month, and 365 days per year, and every year until the Lord will come and take us to heaven. He says, offer the parts of your body. These are the instruments that God used for worship. We play for the Lord instruments, guitar, keyboard, other kinds of instruments, microphones, sounds, all the sound system, projectors, and all the other required things for worship. But the essential things is not these instruments, but the essential things, the parts of our body, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship. You can draw a sketch of a man in a paper, and then you go from the top downward and see each and every part of the human body, and that is the part of your body and how you present it, holy and pleasing to God. First, from the top, your mind. Is your mind had been set on things above or on earthly things? Is your mind is renewed? Is your mind is a sinful mind planning for greed and for more gain, for more power, for fight and for strife, for plotting evil? Is your mind is it tuned with the plan of God? That is the first thing. Offer your mind to God. Your eyes. God give eyes for us so that we can see, we can walk, we can perform our duties. We can read and watch things that is godly. What for you are using your eyes? Are you wasting time by watching movies and wrong entertainment, Facebooks, and other unnecessary things that you use your eyes, but it is not to please the Lord. God give us eyes to work and to see and to move and to read His Word and to meditate on His Word. I ask always, are you reading your Bible? Some people, they say we don't have time. They don't have time for the Bible, but they have time for other unnecessary activities that take time and effort. They don't use their eyes to do the right things that God wants them to do, but they watch wrong things and they spend time with a wrong entertainment. Your ears, what you are hearing is important. Is your ears attentive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, the call of God who said to you, follow me, who give you direction? Is your ears is attentive to the call of God and what God wants you to do, or you are busy with listening to stories and worldly music and gossips and other kind of rubbish things that disturb you and take you away from the right path? How about your mouth? How about your lips? What you are using for? Are you using your lips to speak bad words, to tell lies? Are you using your lips and your mouth in a way to instruct others and give them the word of God? Are you using your lips and mouth to give thanks to the Lord, to show your gratefulness unto Him, or your grumbling and expression of lack of faith and negative and pessimistic words that discourage others and put them down? What for you are using your lips? Is your lips holy and pleasant? Is your mouth, is it clean? The lips and the tongue are attached to two organs, the heart and the mind. What is in the mind? What is in the heart? The tongue and the lips will express them outwardly. Your hands, are they an instrument for God? Are you working with your hand, or your hand are lazy and idle? God give us hand to work and do the work, do His will. We eat and we labor and we enjoy life with what we earn with our hard work and hands. That's what we pray. Lord, establish the work of our hand. In many places in the Bible say, and the Lord will bless whatever your hand will touch. When we are in obedient and we are in the way that God wants us to move, whatever our hand will approach and catch, that things will become fruitful. That things will bring prosperity and enrichment into our lives. We work, we get income, and we tithe our money. That is how we live. The remaining, we budget it. We spend for the necessary things, and we save the rest. That is what we do with our hands. We work, what we get income, we tithe it, we live in it, we save part of it, and we help those who are in need. How about your feet? Is your feet are a living sacrifice to the Lord, holy and pleasing to God? Is your feet is the instrument that God will use to bring you where He wants you to be? Is your feet under the control of God or under your control? That's an important thing. You must understand that God give you feet so that you will move in the direction that God wants you to be. You cannot go where you like. These are the first main point for worship, how to live in a life worshiping God and enjoying His blessing into thy life when you offer the parts of your bodies as a living sacrifice. The second important point here, he said, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. There are patterns in the world around you. Some pattern that belong to the culture and the tradition, some pattern belong to the worldly things, some pattern belong to the sect or the race of people who are living around you. But these patterns are, some of them are not coming from the Word of God. Here, you should not go and socialize and do what the people do. Yes, even everyone is doing this. But when you go to the Word of God, and the Word of God does not allow you to do such things, don't do like what they are doing. Don't socialize yourself with the people and join the sin of the crowd. Even all is doing this, that does not mean that the majority, when they do it, they are right. Even the majority, if they do something, but the Word of God tells us some other thing, we should not go along the crowd, but we have to separate ourselves. Yes, we live in the world, but we don't do, and we don't practice, and we don't plan what the world is doing. Clearly, he said, don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world. The pattern of this world is borrowing, too much spending, boasting, fighting, quarreling, showing off, jealousy. This is the pattern of this world. But we follow what the Word of God tells us. The church can become worldly when we invite a lot of worldly things into our life and into our activities. We may become worldly. Parties and a lot of unnecessary activities, we may do it in the name of the Lord, but the motive is wrong, that will take us away from the will of God into the will of man and push us into wrong direction. Be careful of of that. He say, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The third thing that require for us to worship God is the transformation by the renewing of the mind. Every one of us, he had a certain mind set up from the culture and the society that had been raised up, and the family and the background, and also a certain mind set up from the education that he had received, and certain mind set up from the society that at the present he lived with. We have certain principles, but once we come to know that these principles contradict the word of God, we remove them and we put what the word of God say. In this way, as we renew our mind, we become transformed. Our life will be changed, because the mind is an important part of the body. He's the commanding officer, is the center for decision making. And once we put the mind into the hand of God and led by the Spirit, the mind that is led by the Spirit is peace and life and eternity, then that is the first step that we will be able to put our feet on the will of God. Many people, they ask, how I know the will of God? How I know the plan that God had for me? You have to do three things. One, offer the parts of your body as an instrument, holy and pleasing to God, as an instrument of worship. Second, don't do what the surrounding society around you doing. Don't follow the pattern of the crowd. Don't follow the majority. Follow what God say. And third, be transformed by your willingness to renew your mind. Then, if you do all these three, you will find your feet standing at the beginning of the way of knowing and doing and living and enjoying the very will of God. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You will put your feet at the beginning of God's plan for you. Therefore, I urge you, my sister, I urge you, my brother, I urge you, my fellow co-worker and laborer in Christ, to offer your bodies to the Lord. Check yourself today. From this day on, check all the parts of your body and correct the part that is working and doing things contradict what the Word of God shows us in His Word, how to worship God. Don't get intimidated by the world and the friends, societies, and people and influence. Fear God and not fear men, and don't follow what they follow. Come out from them and touch not unclean things, and I will receive you, say the Lord, and you, I will be a father to you, and you will be a daughter and sons to me. The Lord will receive you and will adopt you as a child. As you come out from the Lord, be willing to transform by the renewing of your mind, by the changing of your mind, and that is your repentance, and that is the first fruit that God wants to see in your life. My prayer today that this message will touch your heart and your mind and give you a clear instruction to come out from the world and from the worldliness and wrong practices, and allow God to use you mightily as you surrender yourself and your body in the hands of God to be an instrument, holy and pleasing. God will use you that His name will be glorified, and your body will be an instrument of worship to the glory of God the Father. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word, O God, that bring revival and understanding and wisdom. O Lord, I pray that your word will touch the heart of your people and everyone who have been touched by this message. O Lord, who have decided by his mind to follow you, enable that brother, enable that sister, enable that worker, O God, enable him to go on and serve you and live his life unto you. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.